The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the greenbacks
tumble. Everyone all set. Cocked, locked. Here we go. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Kyle Harris is with us, and we're going to talk about off-grid living. He lives in Montana. We're going to talk about the downside as well as the upside. And welcome, Kyle.
Good morning, Vince. How are you?
I am well. Hey, Kyle, top of the hour news. We just heard that, about whistleblowers. And the government is rewarding us for being whistleblowers. And, you know, it's back to that, if you see something, say something. So I was just thinking as I was listening to that top of the hour news piece, you know, so the job interview goes like this. The interviewer says, "So, Joe, I see that you say that you're a whistleblower. That's great. You know, we need whistleblowers."
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Oh, man.
They better get enough money on their first whistleblow to do them the rest of their life.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. So, class, if you see something and you say something to the government, we're probably not interested. Unless you're interested in reporting some pothole where, someone will lose an axle or a tire or something like that. If you want to report something like that, that's fine. But if you want to turn in your friends, man, this is going to be an awful society. Absolutely awful. If your friend's doing something wrong, just talk to them. Don't turn them in. Don't call 911. Kyle, you had this quote, and why don't we start off with the quote from your father? Would you mind sharing that one more time?
Sure, I don't mind at all, Vince. Well, my dad was a observer of people, and very intuitive with what's going on. With he would watch the government. I mean, 40, 50 years ago, and as he observed people. One time he came home and he told me, he said, "You know something, son, I think we are becoming the dilapidated offspring of a wore-out race." And I see that more and more as I've watched. We become more complacent. We become more apathetic. We become more lazy. And I'm starting to think, well, actually, I thought it for a while now, that I think this entire society has been engineered to become that way. The other, are you still there, Vince?
Yes, I am. Tell us what you mean by that.
Well, all right. I see, even to the point of nowhere in history ever, has people, the average person, been able to go into their home and absolutely control temperature? You can control, you cook your food in the house. I mean, I'm talking about, ancient history compared to modern times now.
Right.
If you go back, I mean, they were having to create a campfire. They were having to kill the game or whatever, or pick the fruits, nuts, berries, whatever to eat. But we just go to a store. I will tell you a quick story that is just hilarious to me. had a friend of mine who worked in the produce department of one of the supermarkets. And this is here in Montana, right? Mm-hmm. So this older lady walks up, and he happened to be, the produce department happens to be close to the dairy case. And the dairy guy was there unloading milk into the dairy case. And this older lady walked up to him, and he was listening. My friend that was the produce guy was listening to this conversation. And he said, this lady walked up to him, and she said, young man, I would like to know where you keep your store milk. And he said, well, it's right here, ma'am. And she says, no, that's milk from a cow. She said, I want store milk. And he said, do you mean soy milk? And she said, no, just the store milk. This lady did not know that there was not this thing created by the store that was called milk. She believed it so intensely. He said the conversation went on for like 4 minutes, and he was just absolutely stunned that people could be in that particular situation mentally.
Well, you know, I'll tell you what, Kyle, I was thinking about this very thing this weekend, and I happened to come across a milk bottle plastic crate. Now, this is those cubes. You can turn them upside down and sit on them. You can stack glass milk bottles in them. Well, the one that I happened to see was from a dairy on the East Coast, and this was in a city. Now, at one time, there wasn't a city there. It was farmland. The farmland became a city. The dairy went out of business because the city surrounded the dairy. So that local dairy in the city was no longer. Now, it was no longer back in the 1980s. So I happened to see this milk crate that survived from the time that that dairy was in business till just maybe a year ago or so I saw this thing. We have removed farms from the city. So these city folk who are trapped in cities and don't leave very often don't get a chance to see cows. They don't get a chance to see farms. They don't get a chance to see that food is grown and raised and that there's death involved in producing food, like killing animals, like chickens and cows and pigs, right? They don't see it.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not saying that that's an excuse for what this woman was conveying, but what I am saying is we've removed the sight of how food is produced. Now, you see it because you live in the middle of nowhere, like I do, right? We have food walking around on hooves and four legs all around us, and we grow food. But in the city, you know, there's less and less of that. So, but and it's just, what you're making is a very sad commentary, because you didn't
it
say
is,
this
you
was
know.
A young child. It's not a young child you're talking about.
Yeah, that was what was stunning to him. He said the lady had to be in her 60s at least. So that was just amazing to me, you know. And I've said to my kids, you know, the further we get away from an agrarian society, it seems the further removed from consequences and reality as a society. The further we move from an agrarian society, the further away we move from consequences and the reality of life.
Kyle, I'm so glad you mentioned that, because that leads into where I thought we could go today with off-grid living. And here's some of my thoughts. So, Class, if you decide to pursue the lifestyle, the off-grid lifestyle, you're responsible for your own successes and failures, okay? You're going to have to be handy, or you're going to have to learn how to be handy. If you run out of electricity, it's your fault. It's either a malfunction or poor planning. It's as simple as that. Either you didn't plan or something failed. And if you're not handy, you're going to be in trouble if you don't know how to fix whatever failed. And if you don't plan on having the spare parts and the maintenance items to live off the grid, you could cause your own demise through your own ignorance. Kyle, do you agree or disagree with what I just said?
Oh, I couldn't agree anymore, Vince. You know, the thing that, like, I'll give people an example out of my own life. This last year, my wife and I, we raise meat chickens, these Cornish cross meat chickens, for our meat, our chicken, for the entire year. And we raise them organic, and they weigh approximately 5 to 5.5 pounds each, gutted and skinned. I'm talking just the carcass. But we raise 35 of them, and that will give us chicken for the entire year. But there, we catch them, we kill them, we gut them, we skin them, we cut them up, and we freeze them. Mm-hmm. And we package them in such a way that they will last in the freezer all year long, so that when we want something, we plan to have it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a gruesome job. It's not fun to do. It's bloody, but it's real life. You know, it's just real life. We grow a garden, and if you don't get out there and weed the garden, and you don't water the garden, and you don't fertilize the garden or the greenhouses, in my mm-hmm. case too, you just won't get hardly anything out of your garden. The bell curve for learning this stuff is so huge. You know, Vince, you were just talking about taking care of fixing things, and I want people to understand that I don't know. I know that I don't know it all. But I will tell you, there was a book sale just recently at the library, and they were selling books for $1.25 an inch as you stack them up on the table. I ended up with some very large repair manuals on vehicles that I either have or that I will say in the future that I might intend on purchasing. And I want to be able to fix them. And I'm talking manuals that would cost you $50-$60 a piece. I paid $2 a piece for them.
Kyle, hold that thought. Hold that thought.
Yeah.
Kyle Harris, Awkward Living, Montana. Practical advice from someone who actually lives it. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Kyle Harris is with us. Kyle, I just turned around behind me in the studio. There's a couple bookcases. And I keep some of my favorite books there. And there are manuals for nine different vehicles right here in the studio. Now, some of them are like notebook, three-ring binders that have maybe 10 or 11 different volumes. But if you were to stack them, it'd be over 2 feet high, and it's for nine different vehicles, ATVs, diesel engines, and that does not include, you know, the main library that we have. That's just the ones in the studio. So I'm with you. I think you're right on the money with buying books at the library at $1.25 and an inch. I would like to say this, though, that I don't understand why libraries have these book sales. It makes no sense to me. I think it's irresponsible to sell books. I've never sold a single book, not one ever, not from when I went to college and bought my college books and overpaid for them. I still have every single one. I've never sold a book, Kyle, never.
You know, Vince, I'm along the same lines. My bookcases and my wife and I have, you can't imagine how many books. If you took a bookcase that was probably 4 feet high by probably 35 feet long and had four or five shelves on it, there you could fill it up with our bookcases. That's how much of things we have. One of the other things that I just scored on with that I thought was excellent is is there's a man named Jerry Baker that writes, and he's kind of famous. He's an older guy, and he writes on gardening. And he has specific things like tonics for plants to keep them from going into shock. I picked up that book there. And that book is maybe half an inch thick, so it cost me maybe 60 cents. Right. Invaluable knowledge, you know, for people to go to these things. I think some of the books are donated to them, and, you know, for the purpose of this sale to help raise money for the library. And the library is just an incredible source that you can go check it out and then see if you want to own it. You know, if it has the information that you need and you know you're going to need it again, it's worth purchasing. You know, I just, I treat tools the same way. If even your milk crate, I was laughing there to myself when you were saying you found this milk crate. They're incredible if you have to do brakes on a vehicle. Mm-hmm. You can sit right there and you're just at the right height to be able to do the brakes or work on the pull and axle or anything like that you need to repair. It's sure back-breaking work if you're trying to sit on the ground.
And if you have a four-wheeler, you know, a small four-wheeler, and you've got a farm and you need to carry things all over, like put your chainsaw in it or some fuel or a battery. If you've got a fence charger that runs on a battery and you don't have it solar-powered, you can take the battery out to the North 40 in this milk carton that is attached to your four-wheeler with those stainless steel hose clamps. You can use them to temporarily attach, you know, semi-permanent temporary attachment without modifying the four-wheeler. And they're absolutely great. They're almost indestructible. As you say, they're really useful to have. But, you know,
absolutely.
And it's something that is, it's like buggy whips. You know, we don't need buggy whips anymore. We don't need milk carton or these milk crates anymore because we don't buy milk in bottles and they're not handled in glass bottles. So the delivery guy that's no longer needed doesn't use them. So they're great to have. And, you know, what we're talking about in this off-grid living lifestyle, even though we haven't talked about electricity yet, what we're saying is you absolutely need to use things and reuse things and find additional ways to utilize what you have, kind of like a MacGyver, you know, uses for things that they really weren't thought of when those products were manufactured. But when we talk about electricity and we talk about off-grid living, let's talk about some of the downside of it, you know, the part that is uncomfortable. So, Kyle, if you were extravagant and you just left lights on all over your house and just didn't really care, what would happen? Would you be out of electricity by tomorrow?
I'll answer that after the break.
There you go. So what happens if you're careless and you live off the grid? Kyle Harris, Montana. I'm Vin Fenella. We'll be right back.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month, our 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew. Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123. $3.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Kyle Harris is with us. And we're talking about off-grid living, the lifestyle. And I talked about what would happen if we were careless with the use of electricity in an off-grid situation. Kyle, you want to tell us a story about, or can you tell us a story about what carelessness might mean in an off-grid, off-the-power-grid living situation?
Well, you have to think in terms of usability.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you an example. As you know, because we've talked off-air, I recently upgraded my solar panels. I had six 65-watt panels that was producing 195 watts at 24 volts. And they were still usable and still working at 95% of peak voltage. And I went ahead and I sold them. So I sold all six of them, and I sold them for $100 a piece. I lost money from what I bought them for. But quite a bit, actually. But then I was able, because of the technology has come around so good, I was able to replace those six 65-watt panels with three 220-watt panels. So now my system, I virtually doubled the power coming into my system so that I would not, in the wintertime, I hope, I will find out this winter, will not have to run the generator nearly as much, which I would usually run it about an hour a day during the worst months of the winter. But I'm thinking that I will not have to run it very often. And the reason I've mentioned usability is people have to remember that there is so many RPMs, revolutions per minute, of life left, in a generator. So the more you run it, the more it will wear out. And so I'm trying to maximize the use of what I have so that I can minimize the use on of things that are that will wear out. So basically now I have 1,000 watts of power coming into my batteries. The batteries are completely fully charged on a sunny day right now. And the sun comes up about 8:30-ish, and the batteries are completely fully charged by 11 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
So that gives me all day long. So basically in 2.5 hours of full sun, I have a full charged battery, and that will run basically everything in the house for the rest of the day.
Now, let's say you were careless with use of electricity. Let's say you left lights on. Let's say you left, if you had a television, you left that on. And just, you weren't there and you just left it on. Just because. What would that do to your availability of electricity?
Well, it would, it'll definitely put a drain on your batteries. It'll cause them to dump because your inverter system, if you set it up correctly, will not drain your batteries completely dead. And to come home at the end, say you're out till you're at 10 o'clock at night or something, and you come home and the system is dumped, and you got to go out there in the middle of winter and go out there and fire up the generator and charge up the batteries for an hour before you can even go to bed. So you try to avoid that like the plague. Because if it's 30 below zero outside, the generator's harder to start, and you know things break when it's colder. People just have to ask themselves, you know. And this is a question that kind of goes back to the last segment a little bit. I highly encourage people to think in terms of this: what would happen to your life? Whatever that is, what would happen to my life if this broke or that broke or this ran out or I didn't have any of whatever it is?
Mm-hmm.
And then say to yourself, can I fix it or can I remedy a situation so that I could continue to survive and live a normal, quote-unquote, lifestyle with this. I've told people many times, all of my children, the same thing. Buy a car that you can work on. If you're going to buy something that has multiple sensors and things like that, get the right kind of tools and equipment and scanners to be able to figure out what it is and know how to work on it. I prefer older cars because they're simple, the parts are cheap. Even right now, they're relatively everything. I mean, everything's going up, but relatively cheap. And I can get them. You know, they're common. And I can find them at junkyards or I can find them at a parts store. But, you know, that people need to think in terms of what would happen if I didn't have, say, I've got a 2010 Chevy Malibu. Okay, and all of a sudden you get up in the morning and it won't start. Well, is it just the battery? Can you tell if it's just the battery or can you tell if it's the starter that's went out? Can you tell if it's a computer problem? You know, you just have to be willing to, whatever you own, you should be able to diagnose what's wrong and fix it. It's the same thing with animals. I can't tell you how many. I must have 30 books on nothing but animal husbandry, how to diagnose exactly what's wrong and see if I can change it through diet or if I have to use antibiotics or whatever that is. You know, it's just, it's learning to live. That's what self-sufficiency, quote unquote, is all about. It's learning to be sufficient with yourself and in your situation and with the things that you have that you can maintain.
Kyle, I got an email from one of our very, very loyal students. And she was asking me about generators, you know, what should she consider? And I said, tell you what. Call me after the broadcast on Tuesday. And so she and I are going to talk, and I'm going to give her my opinions on it because it is kind of complicated. And what you said about revolutions per minute is exactly on the money. If you have a gasoline-powered generator or a propane-powered generator, you're probably going to find that it runs at 3,600 revolutions per minute. That's the speed that the generator connected to the engine is going to operate efficiently at. But that is wide open throttle for the gasoline or propane engine. And what I've decided to do, in my case, now I don't live where you live, and it's a lot colder where you live, so this might not be practical for you, but I bought a diesel generator, which operates at 1,800 RPM. So theoretically, it might last twice as long, theoretically, because it operates at half the revolutions per minute. But trying to start a diesel in minus 30 degrees is pretty tough. So that doesn't make sense for you. But what the point is, you need to consider that. You absolutely need to be handy, because if there's a connection that oxidizes and it doesn't transfer current properly, you need to know how to find that connection. You need to know what to do to clean that connection. You need to know how to wire these things, and you need to be able to fix it yourself should you not be able to call someone. You need to know Ohm's law. You need to know about current and resistance, and you need to know how the batteries charge, and you need to know what the voltage readings on the batteries mean when they are being charged and discharged. You need to plan. You need to figure out, well, what's the weather outlook for this week? Oh, man, it's going to be cloudy all week. That means no sun. That means if you have a solar array, you're going to be down in watts delivered to your batteries for charging. That means you're probably going to have to run the generator more. Do you have fuel? Do you know how to change the oil? Do you have spare parts for that generator? What if the generator blows up? Now what? Kyle, don't you have to think about all those things?
Absolutely true. And to be honest with you, Vince, that's one of the biggest reasons I upgraded my solar system to 1,000 watts. Because if the generator goes down, it's true that it will, that say my generator completely dies on me and it's in the middle of winter. Mm-hmm. And I have already tested these panels with heavy, heavy clouds because we just had just incredible clouds here a few days ago. And my wife was home, I was home, we were running lights, and those batteries, now a 24-volt system will charge up to, on my system, will charge up to 27.2 volts. After that, the controller starts burning off excess voltage as heat. So I have a backup charge controller for my batteries, just in case that one ever goes down. But the reason I upgraded my system was because when the sun comes up in the morning, I only need 2.5 to 3 or 4 hours at the most, even with the sun dropping in the lowest section there, of power coming into the solar panels to charge those batteries. But what I was going to say about the heavy clouds, we just had incredibly heavy clouds for a while, and we were home all day, and I went in there at the end of the day and checked those batteries, and they were at 26.5 volts. They were almost fully charged in a heavy, clouded day with both of us home. So that is my goal, and that's what I think people should be looking at, trying to set up a situation so that you can make it if you don't have gasoline, if you don't have a generator. Because I could run water at that voltage, which we did all day long. I mean, you know, so it's just something to think in terms of what will happen if what I have is no more.
Kyle, your water supply, is it dependent on your off-grid power system?
Yes, completely.
There you go. 3 days without water. If his power system goes down, he's got a problem. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixa, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Americans, prepare for financial ruin. That is what one of the world's richest men, Donald Trump, said just a few weeks ago. What are you doing to prepare? The problems that caused the last financial crisis were never fixed. In fact, they're even worse now. The total amount of debt in the U.S. has grown by more than 57% since September 2008. The two big-to-fail banks are much larger, and the massive derivatives bubble is spiraling so far out of control that the only thing left to do is watch the spectacular crash landing that is inevitably coming. If you're a baby boomer with retirement funds, it's time you consider exiting the Wall Street casino and start a cash-flowing international business of your own. There may be ways to preserve your wealth, but history has shown that few things can grow your wealth like having your own business. The crash is coming. Take measures now to soften the landing. Go to BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I couldn't believe it. Someone recently asked me if I had a facelift because I'm looking so much younger. I was stunned. How would that make you feel? It's because of my new anti-aging lotion that lifts, firms, and has dramatically reduced my crow's feet. You know you're ready to look younger. So call now and receive a GCN special offer. 1-844-500-0815. That's 1-844-500-0815. Or visit faceliftlotion.com.
Watch it. Oh, I don't know, there's something else. It's going to be sliding. When you go to the for 2 seconds,
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
So, class, our Nobel Peace Prize winner, Barry, has bombed Libya, Somalia, Pakistan, Iraq, and Afghanistan. At least. Now, what will you do if they start to get angry and retaliate against our power grid? It's one of the things that we're trying to convey today. Power is, we are really dependent on our electrical power grid. And the reason I asked Kyle about his water system is not to be negative about it. What I was trying to illustrate is that Kyle and his family are 100% dependent on water, as is every living thing on the planet. And his water, his ability to provide water for himself and his family, is completely dependent on his planning. And it's completely dependent on him being able to repair whatever breaks, whether it be the well pump, the well wiring, the well control, the capacitor start mechanism for his well pump, his storage tank, his plumbing, his batteries, his inverter, his solar charge controller, his generator, and his solar array. It's completely up to him. If it works, it's because he planned it and installed it and maintained it properly. If it doesn't, it's all his fault because he didn't. Now, if you undertake this kind of lifestyle, and I have this kind of lifestyle, I'm not completely independent from the grid, but whatever it is my fault. Now, if the power goes down, the grid goes down, it's my fault because I did not plan for that. Now, of course, I have a generator and I have a spare generator and they're both diesels. So I have enough fuel, but it's going to be really uncomfortable. And it's my fault. The outcome is my fault. Because of either my lack of planning, my lack of skills, or if it works, it'll be because I planned and because I learned the skills. Kyle, agree or disagree?
Oh, I totally agree, Vince. And I think people, I would highly encourage people to think about something else. I wanted to bring this up today real quick. I know we're getting close to the end of the show. But think of a cost-benefit ratio with things. I'll compare a couple of things, and my situation is different than your situation financially and physically and many other ways, and where we live, you know, the difference in temperatures and things. A diesel truck is probably, the Cummins diesel in particular, is probably the best diesel there is. And when I weighed this out, the problem is, when you live off the grid, it's very difficult to plug that in and keep your power everything going at 30 below zero. So I did a cost benefit for me for the price of an injector pump on a diesel. I could replace the entire engine on my 1980 Chevy pickup.
Mm-hmm.
So
absolutely true
for me, but the diesel will go 300,000-400,000 miles. It'll go, whereas this Chevy pickup will probably go around 200,000 miles because I maintain it real well. So, you know, it's just the price of parts on diesels, generators, and vehicles, even though they get better mileage, the fuel usually costs you more, but you can pull much heavier loads if you have a need for that. So just think in terms of with your generator, with your solar system. I mean, would you rather pay to have more solar panels now or have to run a generator later? Mm-hmm. Whatever you plan is what you're going to live.
That, you know, Kyle, you said it eloquently. You really have. And you really need to think things through. And I would not recommend that you make these decisions hastily. I suggest you do a lot of research, and it takes me a long time before I finally decide on a design. And if I were Kyle in his neck of the woods, I would want to do exactly what he did, no question about it. So keep that in mind and consider what life would be like without electricity. What would you do about it? And you might want to start preparing right now. Get your plan together. Kyle Harris, thanks so much for being with us. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
Listen up, all you preppers and survival enthusiasts. Sigma 3 Survival School has a brand new survival instructor training program that will teach you everything you need to know about survival and then license you to teach our survival programs so you can make a substantial profit from it. If you have always wanted to learn to be completely self-reliant and would like to make money at it, then check out Sigma 3 Survival School Survival Instructor Program at survivalschool.us or call 479-561-3886 today.
The feds are trying to ban your right to own body armor. It is crucial to purchase your body armor before it is too late and another one of your rights are taken away. KD Armor has the most affordable level 3 armor on the market today. KD Armor withstands up to 7.62 NATO rounds. Don't have your own body armor yet? Hurry before it's too late. Order yours at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it. Get some.
Hi everyone, I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side. The good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors, and it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of the biological biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links. You'll be able to access archives. And we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And, of course, you can purchase the Longevity Nutritional Supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team. And make an impact. Make a difference. And maybe make some money, too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Or call 866-735-2470 for more information.